Listening Library presents The Penderwicks by Jean Birdsall. Read for you by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. A Boy at the Window. For a long time after that summer, the four Penderwick sisters still talked of Arendelle. "Fate drove us there," Jane would say. "No, it was the greedy landlord who sold our vacation house on Cape Cod," someone else would say, probably Skye. Who knew which was right? But it was true that the beach house they usually rented had been sold at the last minute, and the Penderwicks were suddenly without summer plans. Mr. Penderwick called everywhere, but Cape Cod was booked solid, and his daughters were starting to think they would be spending their whole vacation at home in Cameron, Massachusetts. Not that they didn't love Cameron, but what is summer without a trip to somewhere special? Then, out of the blue, Mr. Penderwick heard through a friend of a friend about a cottage in the Berkshire Mountains. It had plenty of bedrooms and a big fenced-in pen for a dog, perfect for big, black, clumsy, lovable hound Penderwick. And it was available to be rented for 3 weeks in August. Mr. Penderwick snatched it up sight unseen. "He didn't know what he was getting us into," Batty would say. Rosalind always said, "It's too bad Mummy never saw Arendelle. She would have loved the gardens." And Jane would say, "There are much better gardens in heaven." And Mommy will never have to bump into Mrs. Tifton in heaven, Skye added.